Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. A Morgan County judge will determine if an 11-year-old boy is guilty of murder and reckless homicide in the shooting death of his 6-year-old brother. Evidence, including a videotaped statement the boy gave police, will be heard today in court in Martinsville. The boy is being tried as a juvenile, but he could still face several years in detention. He's charged in the June 30th shooting death of Andrew Fry. The boy's mother is charged with neglect for leaving the gun where the children had access to it. A woman badly injured in the Indiana State Fair stage collapse is out of the hospital where she was treated for 3 weeks, although relatives and friends say she still faces a long recovery. More than 40 people gathered at a weekend vigil for 30-year-old Andrea Valinga in her hometown of Pendleton. She was transferred Saturday from Methodist Hospital to another facility where doctors will be taking her out of a medically induced coma. Officials in Johnson County are expecting demolition work to start soon on several houses that were badly damaged by flash flooding that hit the area in 2008. Johnson County has been working to buy about 40 properties in an area a few miles west of Greenwood, using money from $4.5 million in state and federal grants. Options for the cleared properties are still being considered. Meanwhile, nearly 60 houses damaged in the same flooding have been torn down in nearby Franklin. And former head football coach Lou Holtz has a new position at the University of Notre Dame. He and his wife Beth will serve as the school's first ambassadors for research. The university says the Holtzes will take a prominent role in increasing awareness of the university's mission to pursue research that aims to heal, unify, and enlighten the world. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 70. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.